25 days after Iran's operation True Promise 2 targeting the occupied territories, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday morning made a big gamble by ordering a military attack on Iran. The attack, launched by several fighter jets, failed to make gains, as according to Iranian officials, it only inflicted limited damages to some radars and facilities in a few military bases. However, Israeli sources claimed the attack as precise and successful. Given the gap between the official Iranian reports and Zionist media claims about the attack, a question is raised. Has the Netanyahu government managed to realize the aims it set for the attack? Since the Zionist regime has suffered heavy defeats in Gaza and Lebanon over the past year, it sought to advertise the attack on Iran as a victory for Tel Aviv and use it to score more points in any future negotiations. But the reality is that the Israeli army is helpless against the Lebanese Hezbollah these days, and the assassination of the movement's commanders has not weakened it. And as the conflicts continue, the occupied territories grow more and more insecure. Netanyahu thought that by this attack, the Islamic Republic would step back from its positions and be forced to pressure Hezbollah into a ceasefire with Tel Aviv, allowing the displaced Israelis of the northern occupied lands to return to their home. But the attack made Iran determined to respond more powerfully in the future. Actually, not only did it not bring security to the Zionist regime, but also this time the settlers had to continue their daily lives under the fear of Iranian missiles. The Zionist ringleaders, who have the past year have made limited gains thanks to their powerful military equipment and advanced technologies, thought that they could achieve goals against Iran using the same facilities. But the type of the attack on Iran, with regard to the Israeli propaganda before it, disclosed the true power of the usurpers. In other words, this operation showed that the Zionist regime had nothing to boast of in the confrontation with such a big power as Iran. Netanyahu, hallucinating about attacking Iranian oil and nuclear sites, and after Hezbollah attacked his residence on October 19th, he even threatened to strike the residences of top Iranian officials. But in the end, he only launched limited attacks on military sites. The Iranian missile strike of Operation True Promise 2 on October 1st transformed the deterrence in favor of the Iran-led resistance axis, as Tehran officials had warned that in case of new Israeli adventure, they would carry out another powerful attack on the occupied territories. And according to the security authorities, the legitimate right to respond to this crime is reserved. By the attack, Netanyahu intended to boost unity in the occupied territories, but his critics, opposition, and even like-minded people describe his action as disappointing. The social and official media in Israel are ablaze with criticism, with some mocking the attack. The Zionist Prime Minister believed that this attack would cause division between the Iranian government and the people, and this would provide Tel Aviv with an atmosphere of insecurity inside Iran that the Zionists would take advantage of. But the Iranian people's reaction to the attack showed that this belligerent action united Iranian society rather than dividing it. The peace of the public in the streets and the indifference to the attacks indicates that Netanyahu failed to achieve his goal, and the people of Iran, unlike the Israeli settlers who fled to the shelters when they heard the sounds of sirens on the rooftops, watched and filmed air defense effectively intercepting Israeli projectiles. Additionally, Netanyahu now is seeing his supporters dispersed as he steps up crimes in Gaza and Lebanon. The condemnation of Israel by Muslim and Arab countries, as well as Switzerland, for violation of Iranian territorial sovereignty demonstrated that Netanyahu lost everything to Tehran.